Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, April 10th, 2016. The mitzvah of bir chametz kodem ul achar zmano.
Okay, and here's the...
Yeah. Okay. So, firstly, thank you very much. Excellent. So, the shiur today is given Le'ilu Nishmas, David Aryeh ben Yosef HaKohen, and Yaakov Shmuel ben Moshe David Aryeh Solomon. And the neshama, Shaman Aliyah b'Shamayim, schus of the Divrei Torah. So the topic that we want to discuss today is the mitzvah of good familiar faces in the crowd. The topic of biur chametz, tashbisu essentially, and especially the relationship between lifnei and la'achar zmano, at least in one aspect. So let me just begin with a little bit of a question. And then we'll circle back to try to develop the idea a little more fully. The Rambam, as well known, begins Hilchos Chametz Matzah by elaborating all of the principles, the major principles of Chametz Matzah, the Surim, the Labim. That's the whole first parak. Then in the second parak, the Rambam begins to discuss the actual mitzvos themselves, and especially the obligation to negate or to neutralize chametz in advance of Pesach. But the way that the Rambam formulates this first halakha, the second parak, is particularly intriguing, and I want to begin with this and then just try to show where he got this from and what its implications are. The Rambam says that mitzvah haseh min haTorah, it's a positive obligation from the Torah, commandment, lahashbis hachametz, referring of course to the pasuk in the Torah of tashbisu sa'ar mivatechem, which as we'll see in a moment is a bit of an ambiguous term, ambiguous verb, lahashbis, to somehow negate the chametz in your homes. And the Rambam adds kodem zman isur achilaso, that this should take place in advance of the time which it's prohibited to eat the chametz. Shenemar b'yom arishon tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem u'mipuya piya shmolamdu. And we have a mesorah that says sherishon, in the word b'yom arishon tashbisu, that the word rishon zehu yom arba asar, that refers not to what we would have normally if we just had the pasuk alone without any other information. We would have said that yom rishon is the first day of yom tov, which of course is the 15th. But, says the Rambam, we have a Masorah that it really refers to the 14th. The Raya L'davar Zeh, and an additional proof for this, Masha Kosem B'Torah Lo Tishkat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, Klomar Lo Tishkat HaPesach V'Adayin HaChametz Kayim. Torah says you're not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach Al Dam Zivchi when it's... The understanding is that you shouldn't shech the Korban Pesach when the Chametz is still present in the Rishus. And since that, as we know, the Shkitas Korban Pesach takes place beginning with Chatzos, midday on Yud Daled, the Erev Chag HaMatzos, we'll call it. So therefore, obviously, that's the time in which Chametz should be eradicated. U'Shkitas HaPesach Hu Yom Arba Asar Achar Chatzos. Now this is a very, very interesting Rambam. I'll get back to why that is in one more second. And let me just add the next halacha very quickly. Umay hashbasa zu huamura batorah. What is this tashbisu that is the mitzvah saseh that we are referring to? So here the Rambam takes an interesting stand as well. He sheyivatel hachametz belibo, that in your heart, in other words, your perspective on chametz is that you completely reject it and negate it. V'achshovo so ka'afar, and you treat it or you consider it to be like dust, v'yasim b'libo, and you cultivate in your heart the perspective she'ein b'rishuso chametz klal, that there is no chametz in your rishus, v'shokol chametz she'b'rishuso, and if there is chametz in your rishus, harehu ka'afar u'kedavar she'ein bo tzorech klal, that it may look like chametz but really it is like dirt or dust, and therefore it doesn't exist at all. This is how the Rambam begins. And then Halacha Gimel, he also says something interesting. It'll be Divrei Sofrim, in this case certainly means midrabanan, but he uses a loaded phrase for the Rambam, which is the phrase of divrei sofrim, lechapes achar chametz b'machbos b'chorum b'livdo k'lotzio mikol gvulo v'chem b'divrei sofrim shabodkim u'mashbisin hachametz b'layla mitchilas leil arba'asar l'or haner. And as we know, this is the mitzvah b'dikas chametz, which the Rambam considers to be a divrei sofrim kind of extension of the mitzvah of tashbisin. Okay. This is the Rambam's presentation of the mitzvah of tashbis. What's so interesting about it? Several things. Number one, it should be noted that there's a major debate, and we're going to discuss the details of this in just a moment, as to what tashbisu, Torah says, Ach b'yamarish tashbisu s'or mibateichem, and the question is, what is the word tashbisu, that phrase, what is it referring to? And we'll see in a moment that there is a major debate between Rashi and Tosis, and the Rambam takes a stand on this issue. Is Tashbisu a reference to the approach that you have, the perspective that you have on Chametz, which is the view that the Rambam is taking, or does it refer to what we call Bir Chametz, the destruction of the Chametz? And we know that there's a Machlokas HaTanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not Bir Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda and others, we'll leave that for the moment, exactly who, whether or not the Bir Chametz, the destruction of the Chametz, takes place specifically Ayde Sreifa, by burning the Chametz, or, as the Chachamim say, Hashpasaso B'chol Davar. You're allowed to throw it in the river, right? You can chop it up into little pieces, and so on. This, of course, is referred to in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim, where the Mishnah says that Kol Shosha Mutar Lechol Machil Behema Lechay LaOpos Mochel Nachrim Mutar Bahana Aso Over Zmano Aso Bahana Aso V'Lo Yasik Tanur V'Kirayim Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa Chachamim Omerim Af Mefarer V'Zor LeRuach Omatil Ayam. This is the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how Bir Chametz is supposed to be accomplished. So what's fascinating is that when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Tashbisu, in its place at least, he makes no reference to either of these methods. It's only much later on in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, the very last halacha, not the last halacha, where is the last halacha? Halacha Yud, Aleph. After the Rambam discusses many of the dinim of Biur and Bidikas Chametz, only then in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph does he say, Ketzad Biur Chametz, how do you go about doing Biur, the destruction of the Chametz? And the Rambam says, Sarfo, you can burn it, O Pora Vizor Leruach, or you can chop it up and let the wind carry it away, or Zor Kalayam, or you can throw it into the river, Vimay Chametz Kasha, if it's not going to be destroyed by putting it in the water because it's too thick or too hard, right? And so on. This is the very last halacha of Perek Gimel. And the question is, if the Rambam, there are 2 points. Number one, the Rambam paskens like the Chachamim, which is that hashpasaso b'chol davar, that you're really allowed to destroy the chametz in any way. As we'll see, the Balei Tosfos in a number of places in Psachim, the first two prakim, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. It's interesting that the Rambam paskins hashpasaso b'chol davar. To me, it's even more intriguing that the Rambam puts his halacha on the end of Perek Gimel and not in the beginning of Perek Beis when he's talking about tashbis. That's number one. Number two is if we look carefully at the language of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis, which I started with, not only does he focus on the approach to chametz rather than the actual method or mode of getting rid of it, of bir chametz, but it's interesting that the Rambam slips in when this is supposed to take place. The Rambam says, Mitzvah saseh minat Torah lahashbis chametz kodem zman isur achilaso shenemar. Now the truth is, as we'll see in a moment, there's a major, major debate. This is a major debate in the Rishonim, whether the Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, but Sreifa and Kol Davar. Just as there's a debate between the Rishonim as to whether or not the word Tashbisu refers specifically to Bir Chametz, according to either of those views, or to Bitul Chametz, the approach or the intellectual approach to chametz, so too there is a third argument in the Rishonim, and that is regarding the actual timing of tashbisa. Is it kodem zman isuro, or is it la'achar zman isra achilasa? As we'll see in a moment, the Bali Tosas are of the opinion that really bir chametz tashbisu takes place after the zman ha'isur, not prior. The Rambam takes a stand here that is kodem, but what's fascinating about the Rambam is that the way he formulates it, it sounds like it's being kodem zman isuro isn't just a prat, it isn't just a detail, it's part of the very definition of what tashbisu is. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lahashbis chametz kodem zman isur achiloso shenemar b'yom harishon tashbisus or mivatecha mupiash mulamdu sharishon zehu yom arba asar. It sounds as if somehow this is not a separate issue, a smaller issue, but that the kodem zman ha'isur, as opposed to la'achar zman ha'isur, is part of the core definition of the mitzvah. Moreover, it seems like it is determined by the fact that the reference is not Yom Tov, as we normally would have interpreted the pasuk, but Yom Yudalid, the day before. And the question arises, I mean, everybody paskins that the time for Tashbisu is on the 14th of Nisan. Didn't stop the Bali Tosas and many others from concluding that the obligation of Tashbisu still begins La'achar Zman Ha'isur. Let's say the Zman Ha'isur is Midoraisa et Chatzos, what we call Ach Chilek. So at that point, do you make sure Tashbisu is done right at that point, to you, and not afterwards, or do you begin Tashbisu at the moment of Chatzos? The Bali Tosas' view is that Minatorah, Midrabanan, we have all sorts of siyagim, as you know. We don't allow the chametz to be around even earlier. But I'm talking about Minatorah, where the prohibition of chametz is at Chatzos. According to the Bali Tosas, it begins at Chatzos. According to the Rambam and Rashi, it begins before Chatzos. But the Rambam makes it sound like the fact that it's Yom Yudalid is determinative in that regard, and the question is why. It's not true, certainly, for the other Rishon. Moreover, it's fascinating, we'll see the language of the Gemara in a couple of minutes. Why does the Rambam use the expression mi pia shmua lamdu? The Gemara actually tries to prove this. It's not just a Masorah. The Gemara proves it from their analysis of the Psukim and other Dinim. It's also interesting that the Rambam reinforces it. The raya l'davar zeh, mashakasa b'tor, lo tishkat al chametz dam zivchi, lo tishkat ha-pesach v'dayin ha-chametz kaim. And the Rosh Hakeilim on the Rambam already ask, you know, why he has this extra proof, and the fact that others don't exactly interpret in the same way. Obviously, there's something going on in the Rambam's reformulation of these halachos that requires our attention. The third issue to mention is the fact that not only does he delay discussing bir chametz, hashbasasa b'chol davar and sreifa until the end of the third chapter, but here in Halacha Beis, he seems very definitive about projecting ideal tashbisu as what we call bittel, namely the approach of how you view the chametz. So basically, we have numerous questions in how the Rambam treats the halacha of bir chametz lifnei zmano biyom yudalid al yedei tashbisu. All of these, including his proofs, require that we investigate further to see what the Rambam is trying to tell us. There was a question. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify. Yeah. Focus on the Rambam and the Bali Tosas. It's when it starts. Everyone agrees it continues. The mitzvah tashbisu will continue after Zman.
If you didn't do it,
it's only a question of starting.
Right, 100%. Except that, again, according to the Rambam, that the ideal Tashbisu is Bittul, that can't take place La'achar,
right,
because it's no longer in your possession because it's also Bahana. So then that would only be, and we'll discuss that, that would be Ayde Bir. Everybody would agree that you continue with that. But the question is, ideally, what do you begin with? The Bali Tosas, we'll read one of them in a moment, but Davdalad, Yud Beis, Chavtes, always take the view that Tashbisu means Bior, that the Bali Tosas Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that means Sreifa, and they think that it's always At the beginning of Zman HaYisra. In other words, Midoraisa would be at Chatzos. Whereas Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion that the word Tashbisu actually means Bitol, that the mitzvah takes place Kodim Zman Yisuro, and there are other issues as well. Okay, so in order to explain all of this, I just want to take a step back and discuss something that is related, but I think is the key to appreciating what the discussion is really all about. And that is the following question. There are two Gemaras in Masechet Pesachim that appear to contradict each other, and of course we need to figure out how they work together. One is the Gemara on the beginning of Heyomid Aleph and continues to Heyomid Beis, and that is where the Gemara discusses exactly the issue that we're talking about. When is the proper time for Biur Chametz? So the Gemara says here that... the Gemara wonders, what is the proper time? Tanina Mahachi, Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibateichem. Torah says, Ach Biyom HaRishon. Again, typically we would have said that that refers to Yom Tov. How do you know that it doesn't? So the Gemara says, Me'erav Yom Tov. Does this refer to Erav Yom Tov? Oh, perhaps, Ein Ela B'Yom Tov Atzmo. Maybe the obligation of Tashbisu is on Yom Tov itself. Talmud Lomar, the first Raya, Lo Tishkat O Chametz Dam Zivchi, Lo Tishkat Es HaPesach, Vadayin Chametz Kayam, Divir Rabbi Shmuel. This was the Rambam's Raya Ladavar, actually. Lo Tishkat O Chametz Dam Zivchi, the Korban Pesach is going to be shechted right when there is no Chametz around. The problem with this proof, of course, is that that might be a din in the Korban Pesach. It doesn't necessarily have to be a halacha in the Chametz, but this is Rabbi Shmuel's view. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Od Tzarech. Rabbi Akiva says you don't have to bring a proof from Korban Pesach. There's a stronger proof. Harei Omer, the Torah says, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. Uksiv, it also says, Kol Malacha, right? Lo Sasu. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov. And you are supposed to do Bir Chametz, right? Tashbisu on this day. Umatzina lavara shehi av malacha, and we also know that burning is a malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov. Burning is a malacha, and therefore, obviously, if you're supposed to be burning the chametz, it would have to be on what we call Erev Yom Tov, the 14th, and not the 15th. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi has a third view. Eino tzarech. Harei Omer ach biyom arishon tashbisus armi bateichem, right? Me Erev Yom Tov oinel biyom Tov tamid lomar ach. Achilek, v'ibi yom tavatzmo mishari ha'iskash hashbasa sa'or l'achilas chametz, achilas chametz, achilas matzah. So there are three suggestions in the Gemara as to how we know that bir chametz or tashbisu takes place on the 14th and not on Yom Tov itself. The first one is based on the fact that shechitas korban pesach must take place right when there's no chametz around. Fine, that's Rabbi Shmuel. The second one, which is Rabbi Akiva, which we're going to zero in on, is the idea that it's impossible to have Bir Chametz or Tashbisu on Yom Tov itself because it's a malacha and malacha is prohibited on Yom Tov. And the third is the idea that since the Torah uses the expression Ach, so Ach is Chilek, meaning Ach splits the day in half. And the only time you can conceive that there would be a day which would be half permissible and half prohibited, right, to have the presence of chametz would be on Yom Yudalid, because once Yom Tov begins, it's impossible to think that you're supposed to be eating matzah at night and somehow you can still have chametz around. So there are three different suggestions as to how we know that Yudalid and not Tezvav is the top proper time for Tashbisu, yes.
It sounds like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda are compatible.
Are what?
Well, not really.
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. But the next line in the Gemara, as we'll see, you'll tell me for yourself a question. So then the Gemara zeroes in on Rabbi Yehuda's, on the Rabbi Akiva's physician, and says, Amar Rava, Rava said, listen to this, and then you'll tell me if you still have a question. Shma Minam, but Rabbi Akiva, this is the important line, plus. There are three things to pick up from Rabbi Akiva. Okay? One is, Shma Minam Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa. That's the opposite of what you said, right? In other words, the apparently Rabbi Akiva thinks that the burning of the chametz is the only way, right, to do the biur. Because otherwise, if you could do hashpasasa b'chol davar, it would seem that it shouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a proof from kol melechas avoda lo sasu that you can't do this on Yom Tov. So he has to assume that biur chametz is b'sreifa. Shma mina havara lechalek yatzas. Moreover, he thinks it's really an av malacha and not just a lav. We're going to leave that. That's an interesting issue, but it's not for us right now. But the third point is the main point, which is Ushma mina lo amrinan hoel v'hutra havara letzorech hutra nami shalo letzorech. This is very important. Okay, what he means is that let's assume for the moment that bir chametz, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, is only b'sreifa. The only way that you could do the mitzvah of tashbisu is to burn the chametz, right? But why can't you burn the chametz on Yom Tov? If the Torah meant ach b'yom arishon tashbisu sormi bateichem, that you are supposed to burn chametz on Yom Tov, why would that be a problem? We know that there's something called hetzer ochel nefesh, and hetzer ochel nefesh comes with an expansion according to Beis Hillel, right? Hetzer ochel nefesh really means that if you are motivated by, you know, physical pleasure, right? Like eating, right? The Gemara says in Masechet Ksuvos, Davar Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it could be other things too, right? Then that is permitted on Yom Tov. Then there's a debate in Masechet Beitza, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel expanded. Beis Hillel says, if you want to take a walk, you know, on Yom Tov, or you want to take your, talis to shul, or whatever it is, then there's something called mitosha hutra letzorech, hutra nami shalo letzorech. So even if it isn't exactly for the purpose of ochel nefesh, a meleches ochel nefesh is also permitted, right, in an expanded way. That's called mitosh. So basically what the Gemara is saying is, Rabbi Akiva's proof that it's impossible to think that tashbisu takes place on tezvav, on Yom Tov, because it's Sreifa, and Sreifa is a Malacha, would have to also assume that we do not apply the rule of Mitosh Shehutra Letzorech, Hutra Shelo Letzorech. Because otherwise you would be able to burn the Chametz on Yom Tov, if that's what the Pasuk meant. Okay? Very good. But what do we see from this Gemara, for our take at the moment, is that in theory, right, the principle of mitosh shehutra letzorech, hutra shelo letzorech, applies to the mitzvah of tashbisu, right? In other words, Beis Hillel said it applies, you know, to several things in Masechet Beitza, and the Gemara here is basically saying that if you believe in this expansion of mitosh, apparently Rabbi Akiva does not, right? If you did believe in it, then you would be allowed to do the mitzvah of tashbisu on Yom Tov. That's a takeaway from the Gemara at the moment. Okay. Problem is that if you then turn the page, this is on Daf Hei Amud Beis and Psachim. If you turn the page to Vav Amud Aleph, right, in the middle of the page, we find the following Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hamotzei Chametz Bebeiso B'Yom Tov. Right, you asked me before. Like, let's say you find on Yom Tov itself a piece of Chametz in your home. You didn't know it was there in advance, and you found it. So the Gemara says that Kofa Alav Asakli. What you do is you cover it up. In other words, the implication is nothing you can do about it on Yom Tov. So you cover it up. And after, you know, Yom Tov is over, on Chol HaMoed, you'll burn it. Right? Because the din of Tashbisu demands that, or Bir Chametz, that we destroy the Chametz even if we find it later. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Im Shal Hekdesh, Eino Tzarech, Maitama, Mivdal, Bedili, Minei. If it's Chametz of Hekdesh, so then you don't even have to cover it up. But either way, you leave it there. There's nothing to do about it. With it on Yom Tov. So the question is, why not? Why can't you get rid of this chametz that you found on Yom Tov? After all, if you hold like the Chachamim, who hold Ash Hashpasaso Bechol Davar, right? So you could perhaps get rid of this chametz even without doing any malacha. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa, the proper thing is to destroy the chametz by burning it. Even then, didn't we just say in the Gemara on Daf Heyom and Beis that Rabbi Akiva's proof was based on the assumption that we don't say mitoch shehutra l'tzorach huta shalom l'tzorach, but we paskin like Beis Hillel, who says that we do say mitoch shehutra l'tzorach. We see from the language of the Gemara that in theory tashbisu, right, is an example of mitoch. Just Rabbi Akiva wasn't an advocate of mitoch, but we're advocates of mitoch. So if you find chametz on Pesach, it's exactly the case of Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Why can't you burn the even if you hold like the like Rabbi Yehuda? Never mind if you hold like the Chachamim, you should be able to do something with this chametz. So the question is, what is the problem? Rashi here in Masechet Pesachim addresses this question, and Rashi says, "Kofal v'sakli, d'ha lo chazi l'taltule." The chametz is kind of mukta because there's nothing to do with it. You can't use it for anything, so it becomes usur to move. Tiltul mukta, right? Vafuke, you can't take it out. Umiyu, says Rashi, bibal yiroa lo avar. We shouldn't. There's no counter pressure because it's sitting there, and you're not going to violate bal yiroa once you find it. Daha batle belibe meatmal, because you did bitul chametz tashbisu yesterday, and now you found this piece of chametz, so you are supposed to get rid of it from now on. But you know, since we're tying your hands, therefore you don't violate bal yirah. There's no doraisa, in other words, violation. We're just afraid that since it's sitting there, you might become distracted, and you'll pick it up and you'll eat it. But there's no bal yirah. This is Rashi's way, presumably, of responding to the question, how can you leave it there? Why don't you get rid of it on Yom Tov? Rashi says there's no downside, there's no counter pressure, and there is, a problem, a drabanan problem of mukta. That's how Rashi explains this particular halacha.
Fine. According to Rashi, when would that mukta status start? Would it start with the time of the bringing of the korban pesach? Would it start with Yom Tov?
I mean, when does it become mukta? So presumably only on Yom Tov itself, because there's no din of Mukta Erev Yom Tov. But once Yom Tov begins, and the chametz is like Eitzim Vavonim, because you can't do anything with it, so it's Mukta. And since you did Bitul anyway, so there's no Bal Yiroa, according to Rashi, and therefore there's no such difficulty. It's not a terribly difficult problem. But we'll see in a moment that this might be Rashi's solution, but it does not apply at all to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, I read it already, Halacha Ches, and the Rambam says as follows, Lefikach im lo bitel, kodem sheish, if a person did not do bitel chametz, kodem sheish, once again, according to the Rambam, it has to be before Chatzos, umishesho sulamala matza chametz, and from that time on, he found chametz shahaya dato olav haya belibo v'shachko b'shasa biur velo biuro, meaning chametz which he can violate bayirah on, and which he neglected accidentally, got distracted. Hareze avar al lo yirah velo imatze shahare lo biur velo bitel. Rambam says in this case, Rambam is reading the Gemara of Kof Malav Sakli. Rambam is saying the case of Kof Malav Sakli is a case where there's no bitel, where he does violate Bayiroa Bayimatse, but he finds this chametz. Nonetheless, in a bitul ata moelo klum, there's nothing he can do in terms of bitul because it's after this manha isur, and therefore it's not his to be mavatel. Levish eno b'shusa v'akosav aso kilo b'shusa. V'chayvim b'shum lo yiroa v'limatse. V'chayv levaro b'chaleish shim tsa'enu. If he finds it on a chalamoid, what he can do is destroy it. Imatso b'yom tov kofa olav kli adla erev u'mavaro. But if he only finds it on Yom Tov, right? That's when he finds it. He just covers it up. Bim shal hektash en tzarech, right? Shakol parshin mimenu. The very fascinating Rambam. So what did the Rambam mean? Rambam didn't learn to interpret like Rashi.
What's the downside of burning it if you found it there Yom Tov after
No, that you could do. But the Rambam says if you find it on Erev Yom Tov after Sheish, then you will either burn it or throw it away. If you find it on Chol HaMoed, you can burn it or throw it away. However, if you find it on Yom Tov, then you're stuck. Now, Rashi was trying to explain that even if you found it on Yom Tov, there's something you could do, but you don't need to do, because there was already a bittul, so there's no bayirah, and there's muktzah. The Rambam doesn't speak anything about muktzah, and the Rambam doesn't think that this is a case where there was bittul. On the contrary, the Rambam says there's bayirah, to such an extent, and we'll get back to this, that the Raibid says, Amar Avram, ulai sover zeha machaber, shu over mishay sho salamalav, belo yirah velo yimatze? Ve'enochein, deshivas yamim ksiv. In addition to everything else, the Rambam here says that when you find it after Sheish Shos, or if you find it on Yom Tov, that if you don't, to the degree that you do not get rid of it, you're in violation of Bal Yirah. It sounds like the Rambam thinks that Bal Yirah begins after Chatzos on the 14th. And the Ravid says, from the Psukim, it sounds like Bal Yirah only begins on Yom Tov. That's another issue which we'll see that part of the pattern as well. So what I'm trying to show you is that the stira between the two Gemaras, Hail the Deis and Bav Med Aleph, resolved by Rashi, Rashi's resolution doesn't work for the Rambam. The truth is, for the Rambam, it's an even bigger question, because Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as I mentioned. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, as we already read, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, Hashpasasa b'chol davar. So you don't even need to do a malacha to violate Yom Tov. In theory, you should be able to do a malacha because we paskin mitoch, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, and he's still not saying it. Now, there is a very interesting Rashi in Masechet Beitza. Rashi in Beitza says that you're not allowed to feed kachim tmeim, kachim that you're supposed to destroy. You're not allowed to feed it to on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to feed it to your animal either. Rashi calls it a kind of an what we call achshavei, because since you're supposed to burn it and that's a mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to destroy it in other ways as well. Now, some achronim will suggest that the Rambam's view that when you find chametz on Yom Tov that you can't get rid of it, which is what the Gemara says, but that it's based on, even if it's a Doraisa problem of Bayira, even according to the Rambam, who holds Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, is parallel to that idea of Rashi. Now, since getting rid of it is a Kiyama Mitzvah, so that itself gives it a certain Chashivus, makes it a kind of a Malacha on Yom Tov. What Malacha would that be? We'll leave that for another time. Maybe Makom HaPatish, maybe the Malacha Klalit of Losasu Kol Malacha, or Malacha Saboda Losasu. It doesn't answer the bigger question which we're interested in, which is that the Gemara on Daf Heywood Beis seem to say, if you hold Mitoch, you could even burn Chametz on Yom Tov. And the Rambam is telling us that not only can't you burn it, but you can't get rid of it, right, Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, either. The Bali Tosis and Ksuvis also discuss this question. Again, Rashi discusses it, you know, Kedarko, very quietly, without an Avim Tomar Nigei Shlomar, just by the words that he uses. But Tosis here is a very long Tosis in Ksuvis Tav Zayin Amud Aleph, which talks about the principle of Mitoch, Shehutr L'Tzorech, Hutr Shnami, Shalom L'Tzorech. The Bali Tosis view, unlike the view of Rashi, Rashi's view is that the principle of Mitoch doesn't even require Tzorech Tzatz. That if you do a malacha, which is associated with malachas, ochol nefesh, on Yom Tov, even if there's, you know, you're just doing it, you know, without a very good justification, that too is permitted. That's part of the heter ochol nefesh. The Bali Tosis all over Shas, and Beitza Daf Yud Beis, and here in Sumas Dav Zayin, and all over Masechet Beitza, their view is that in order to extend the din of mitoch, the heter ochol nefesh has to be tzorech ktsas. So like oneg Yom Tov, taking a walk, carrying the lulav, you know, and the esrog to shul with you, since it's l'shem mitzvah. That's called tzorech ktsas. Anyways, the Bali Tosis, in discussing this question, say, raise the question of the Gemara Pesachim. And they say the following. Umotzei chametz b'toch beiso. If a person finds chametz on his home on Pesach, d'amirin perkama de Pesachim, the kofa olav kli, v'lo sharina l'sarfo, Mishum mitoch. So why aren't you allowed to burn it to fulfill the mitzvah, belatedly at least, of bir chametz on Yom Tov on the basis of mitoch? Exactly our question. Tosa says, "Hayne mishum da'asel asor from midrabanan mishum muktzah." Rav says it's an Isser Mukta, the Asal Talkalo. Aval, this is of course based on what Rashi said. Aval, Ein Lomar da Eirik is Shabitlo, the Mikomako Midrabanan Mitzvah Lasarfo, Mahamat Sarach Hayom, the Mitzvah Drabanan, Nami Sharinan. He says, don't give the answer that Rashi gives, which is that it's old, that seemingly this is only Din Drabanan because it was Bittol, which took care of the problem in Torah. Because even if it's only a Mitzvah Drabanan, you should still be able to do it on Yom Tov because of the principle of Mitoch. Right? Hechadika Lameimar Mitoch. So basically, Tosis asks this question, and like Rashi, but it gives a slightly different spin on the answer, gives a kind of technical answer. But we know, again, this doesn't work for the Rambam. The Rambam's not talking about Muktza. The Rambam is talking about a case where there is no Bittul, and therefore the problem for the Rambam is an enormous one. The Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, raises this question. Hikshu b'hagos yivarenu b'mekomo. Why can't you just destroy this chametz that you found on Yom Tov? Va'isay Rabbi Yehuda b'tok shehutra havar l'tzarech hutra shelo l'tzarech. Unlike Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, even who believes in bir chametz b'sreifa, believes in mitoch. B'tirtzu d'hochei rai ayri b'shabitlu. So some people say that we're talking about it there was already bit, doesn't help for the Rambam. Udasa Rabba Magid, Shikasa Dafila, lo bitalaskina, nishlomar, dikashay tiru havara, shalala tzarech, hani milibishyesh tzarech hayom ktsas. Now the suggestion is being made by the Kesef Mishnah that maybe the difference is as follows. If you hold like the Balitosis, who require tzarech ktsas in the case of mitoch, as we mentioned, so maybe this doesn't qualify for tzarech ktsas. It's a mitzvah, so that's tzorech. Leisa, does reifas kachim mitzvah saseh be'ena doche yom tov? You're supposed to burn a kachim which is not fit. You're supposed to burn it, that's a mitzvah. But you're not allowed to do that on yom tov. Is that a good comparison?
No, it's the kachim of first lakah.
Okay, well, there are different views on the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Daled where it comes from. But I think the bigger reason is because there's no special connection between the Sreifas Kodshim and the fact that it's Yom Tov. Right? It's totally an arbitrary coincidence. But if we're talking about Bir Chametz on the Yom Tov of Pesach, presumably, that's certainly Tzorek Ktsas. In other words, if just doing any mitzvah on Yom Tov doesn't qualify as Tzorek Ktsas, like Sreifas some other Kodshim, that's one thing. But here we're talking about the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos, and we're talking about a time when Chametz is prohibited. So getting rid of the Chametz is certainly Tzorek Hayom, one would think. What kind of comparison is that? V'od, Hamrinan b'sof perakamad iksuvis, delo Hamrinan mitoch, ela b'hana shava l'kol nefesh. Gemara says in Ksuvis, on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, as I mentioned, that it's not only a physical pleasure of eating, the din of mitoch, the extension of heter ochol nefesh, is in other things that are shava l'chol nefesh. Right? That's what people talk about, you know, showers, and in the old days, before the Surgeon General, they talked about smoking. What is shava l'chol nefesh? Okay? Pirish, l'chol gufa adam. V'hocha leikano l'shum guf. Okay. Interesting. Then he quotes a Bali Tosfos, and he's very troubled by that. Now the answers that are given by the Kesef Mishnah, two answers that are given. It's not considered Tzorech Ktsas, right? It's like Sreifas Kachim B'Yantif. We already pointed out that's a problem, right? Okay. And it's not considered Davar Shava L'Chol Nefesh. So what does he do with the Gemara on the Peyam and Beis? Then the Gemara says, Shema mino amidu Rabbi Akiva tlas. Rabbi Akiva, who said that we know that Bir Chametz is only Erev Pesach, it can't be on Pesach. How do we know it? Because Bir Chametz is B'Sreifa, right? Sreifa is a Malacha, and he doesn't believe in Mitoch. But if he had believed in Mitoch, clearly it would have worked. So how can the Mefarshim suggest here it's not Shava L'chol Nefesh, it's not Tzorech Ktsas? The Gemara says explicitly, if it weren't didn't qualify for Mitoch, how do you prove from Rabbi Akiva that we don't believe in Mitoch? Right? The contradiction, in other words, is very flagrant for the Rambam and for these other people. I'll give you another example. The Yeshita Mekubetzes in Masechet Ksuvos says a very fascinating thing to answer this question. He says, the Din of Mitoch only allows you to extend the heter of Ochel Nefesh when what you're doing is physically, similar, in form at least, it's similar to what you do in the context of Ochel Nefesh. It says, when you cook food, you don't burn the food. I'm not talking about whether you're a good cook or not. I mean, the point is that you're preparing the food, right? So the heat, is for the sake of, food preparation. When you burn chametz, it's a different kind of tzura. In both cases are havara, but one is havara in order to, bring out, to transform this food, this thing into something edible. And the other is, it's a burning. It's like burning wood or something like that.
One is to improve it, one is to destroy it.
What?
One is to improve it, one is
exactly. One is to improve, one is to destroy. And even the tzur, the physical form of what you're doing is totally different. When you're putting, a match to it, the other you're underneath and creating heat around. And the Shittu Kubetzes elaborates this point. I think I have a line here. He says as follows. He says, "Mitoch shehutra havara hasuya litzora kochel nefesh lahad lekaesh kedei levashel." Right, when you kindle fire in order to cook or to bake, or kedei lefos hutra shelo litzora kochel kagon mugmar. Let's say you did perfume, so you wanted to use the heat in order to bring out the fumes of the perfume. Mikomokom tzorach hanos haguf ika hilka kol havara litzorach tavshel shari v'chobishel shari v'hainu mevashel kiyad anasha. However, he says, how can you compare that? Okay, but the question arises once again, isn't that a complete stira to the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in Mitoch, because according to Rabbi Akiva's proof, you couldn't conceivably have chametz on... You couldn't have bir chametz on Yom Tov, because if you believed in Mitoch, then you would be permissible. But we're saying it's not tzorek tzas, it's like sreifas kodshim. We're saying that it is, it's not the tzura of Mitoch. We're saying it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. So how do you read the Gemara? Daf Yomid Beis. It's a complete stira. So this is a problem, in particularly problem for the Rambam. I think that the answer is as follows. And this, I think, is the yesod that I want to suggest, and then I want to apply it to some other issues. Basically, there's a huge transition from the Gemara on Hayom and Beis to Vav Amud Aleph. The question that the Gemara is discussing, whether or not the mitzvah of Tashbisu and Bir Chametz is a mitzvah on Yom Yudalad or a mitzvah Yom Tezvav, should not be perceived as merely a technical or formal question. Namely, what is the proper timing for this particular mitzvah? Rather, and that's what I started out with, being medayik in the Rambam, the question of the timing is an essential question about the nature of this mitzvah. In other words, is the mitzvah of Tashbisu and Bir Chametz, by extension, a Hechsher and Hachana kind of a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah likrat the holiday? Or is a mitzvah on the holiday itself? Is it a mitzvah of Chagamatzos, or is it a mitzvah of preparing for Chagamatzos? Essentially, this is exactly the difference between the Vav Amud Aleph and the Pei Amud Beis. On the Pei Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva is telling us there are two perspectives here. One is that Tashbisu is an Erev Pesach Halacha, and the other is that it's a Pesach Halacha. Now, if it would be a Pesach Halacha, right, then you have to reject Mitoch in order to understand its proof. Because what is he saying? It can't be a Pesach Halacha because it requires Sreifa, and if it requires Sreifa and Sreifa is a Malacha, then that can't be done on Yom Tov. But of course, if you would believe in Bitoch, then it would be permitted. Why? Because then that would be part of Melachas Hayom. That would be a Yom Tov action. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is weighing the possibility that Tashbisu isn't an act to prepare for Pesach. It's an act that is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of and on Pesach. And if that's the case, then Ein Lecha Heter Ochol Nefesh Tzorach Hayom Galo Mizeh. However, the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph is already working with the accepted maskana, which is that the proper time to do Tashbisu is Erev. And getting back to your question, or the formulation of the reformulation of your question from before, it's true that if you don't do the mitzvah of Tashbisu at the right time, that you are still obligated to follow through on it. But the question is that because it just begins then and it continues? Or really it's an Erev Pesach Malacha, or I'm sorry, mitzvah. And if you don't do it, then you have to do the Erev Pesach mitzvah on Pesach itself. But it's no longer a Pesach mitzvah, it's still an Erev Pesach mitzvah. Let me highlight it just a little bit more. Let's talk about Mitoch for 1 minute. There are different perspectives on how we understand the concept of Mitoch. Sometimes it's called Hutra and Dechuya, which means that some people interpret that basically there's an Iser of Losasakom Malacha, like we have in the Shabbos, even on Yom Tov. However, there's an overriding consideration called Heter Ochol Nefesh, which allows you to overcome that Iser. That's one way to look at Mitoch. We call that Dechuya, meaning we thrust it aside. It's not that there's no Iser Malacha. There are 39 Avos Malacha on Shabbos, and there are 39 Avos Malacha on Yom Tov, and every time you do a Malacha Ochol Nefesh, you are actually involved in a Malacha, but it's Mutter because of Heter Ochol Nefesh. That's how some people interpret Balitosis, Tzorek Tzas. Yeah, you need something, a Matir. That's how they're obvious to interpret it as well. The other way to look at it is the concept of Malacha on Yom Tov is different than on Shabbos. This is a part of a much bigger topic, which we're not going to go into. On Yom Tov, certain things are not prohibited because they're not against the spirit of Yom Tov. The problem in Shabbos is that Malacha is usher intrinsically, right? It's you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's more about the Tzuras Hayom, the Kedushas Hayom. It's a Yom Kodesh. But there are certain things that are totally conducive to that day, Heter Ochol Nefesh being among them, and therefore it's Mutter. Indeed, that's why Rashi in Beitza seems to say that you don't require Tzorach Tzas. If you have a Meleches Ochol Nefesh, you're allowed to do it. But the problem is that we know that even according, this is what Bali Tosis asks against Rashi, if you were to do one of those malachos, let's say Habara or Hotza'a, L'shem Nachri, for the sake of a non-Jew, or L'shem Machar, let's say you were doing it to prepare, for next week, that would be prohibited, even according to Rashi. Moreover, Rashi, in the third parak of Beitza, even though in Daf Yud Beis and Beitza says that you don't need Tzorech, but Rashi in the third part of Beitza, where he talks about Tzod and other things, says there are certain malachos which really should be done mibod yom, before Yom Tov, and when you therefore do them on Yom Tov, that's not called Heter Ochol Nefesh, but it's Hutra, right? So what difference does it make whether you could have done it in advance or not? The Ramban, in his Perush Al HaTorah and in his commentary in Muchamos in Beitza, says that the concept of Heter Ochol Nefesh, its Heter, is based on Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Zasu. On Yom Tov, the only thing that's Osir is Meleches Avoda. Melacha Liyamim Rabim. But things that are more immediate, things that are this day Melachas, are permitted. But maybe the bigger idea is that what you need to extend Heter Ochol Nefesh, which you need for Mitoch, both for Rashi and for the Ramban and others, is the idea that what you're doing is a Kiyum in Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov action. And if something is Efshar Mibod Yom, right? But you do it on Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov action. It's like Mechavein, you know, Meleches Erev Yom Tov LeYom Tov. Just like for the Ramban, if you do, you know, a Melacha LeYomim Rabim, let's say Melachas that are going to pay off in your business, you know, next week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, that's not a Melachas HaYom. What's permitted on Yom Tov is a Melachas HaYom. But a Melachas yesterday or a Melachas tomorrow, that's not a Melachas HaYom. A Melachas Nachri or L'Shem Kelev, right, or L'Shem Chol is not a Melachas HaYom. So I think what's going on is that's exactly the difference between the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis and the Gemara in Bava Metzia. On Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the proper time for Tashbisu. Is it on Yom Tov or is it on Erev Yom Tov? And what the Gemara is saying is, Rabbi Akiva says it can't be Yom Tov because I don't believe in Mitoch. And it's Sreifa and that's a Malacha. Had I believed in Mitoch, then of course you could burn it because Ein Lecha Melacha Sayom, right? A Malacha of Yom Tov of Pesach, Gadol Mi Tashbisu. If indeed that would be the ideal time to do it. But we paskin that the proper time for Tashbisu is Erev Yom Tov. So now what happened? You made a mistake, right? You found chametz in your reshus on Yom Tov. You should have gotten rid of it yesterday. So now you want to get rid of it today. To get rid of it today, all yidei sreifa, maybe even a yidei hashpasasa b'chol davar, according to the Rambam, is a kind of akshavei, would be doing yesterday's malacha today. That's not mitoch. In fact, that's a lot like, a lot closer to sreifas kodshim b'yom tov. What do we ask? How can you compare this to sreifas kodshim b'yom tov? This is tashbisu of the chametz. This is chagamatzos. Right? The problem of sreifas kodshim is that sreifas kodshim is a general mitzvah. So it's not, you shouldn't be doing it on Yom Tov particularly. The truth is, it's almost like Rashi's Efshar Lasos. You're doing yesterday's Malacha today. You're not allowed to do that. And that's what Shavu L'Chol Nefesh answer is as well. And that's the answer of the Tzura too. Meaning, if there was a mitzvah to do Tashbisu on Yom Tov, then burning the chametz, as opposed to heating it up and cooking it and baking it, etc., would be a direct expression of Ochol Nefesh. But since it's not, since it's yesterday's malacha, so then it has to conform with the tzura of a malachas Yom Tov, cooking, baking, and it doesn't. Yeah.
So, based on the idea of limiting the effect of mitoch only when it's today to a kiyum in the day,
or the kind of things of that day. Yeah.
That's going to still trigger then the Easter of Bayur. You're going to sustain the person having an Easter of Bayur or Bayur Matzah according to the Rambam.
Well, it's for, according to the Rambam, it does, that he says explicitly.
Yes, yeah. And the reason is...
Even though he's going to violate Bayura Bayimat, maybe, it sounds like that, right. It doesn't mean he still can't burn it or get rid of it because there's no Heter Meleches Ochol Nefesh. Even though Rambam paskins Mitoch, the answer is sure, everybody would say Mitoch if he held Mitoch, if the mitzvah L'chatchila was on Yom Tov, right, but if it's a yesterday's, if it's an Erev Yom Tov mitzvah, then that's a totally different concept. To talk about. So now we have a suggestion, my suggestion, about how to explain the discrepancy between the two Gemaras, according to the Rambam, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, according to these suggestions of the Kesef Mishnah. So now let's move back a little bit to what we began with, and then expand it just a little bit more. I began by saying that the Rambam's formulation here is very interesting, because he seamlessly integrates the fact that the proper day to do the mitzvah is on Yom Yudalid, as opposed to Yom Tesvav. He brings extra rayas for it, which the Nosa Kalim are troubled by. And he seems to think that part of that core definition is that it should be done Kodem Chatzos. Right? Kodem Zman Yisur. So what I'd like to suggest is that this is exactly the issue for the Rambam. The Rambam was trying to figure out in the Shakla V'Tarya, these various Gemaras, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbis? Is Tashbisu a mitzvah on Yom Tov? Right? And if you do it a little in advance, that's just because that's the beginning of the time. But basically, it's a Yom Tov halacha. Or maybe you need to do it a little in advance because otherwise it clashes with the Isra of Bal Yiraya, so you have to start early. But basically, it's mitzuraf to Yom Tov. Lu Yitzuyar, you could do it all, you know, at the same time. That would be the best, right? Or, on the contrary, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a, by its nature, a mitzvah of Hachana the Heksher. It's an advance. It's to make sure that when the time comes, everything is properly set up so that you can appreciate and focus properly on Chag HaMatzos. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah, Mahashbis HaChametz, Kodem Zman Yisro Achilaso, Shenem Rabbi Yom Rishon Tashbisu, Sorm Vatechem, V'Pi Hashmu Alamdu, Sharishon Zeh, Yomar Basar. What the Rambam says is, the way I read the Gemara, what's at stake in terms of whether it's Yom Tezvav or Yom Yudal, it's not just Lemaisa when we do this biur or tashbisu, or maybe whether mitoch yes or mitoch no, which he later on Paragim Alachakas takes a stand on. But what's at stake is the very character conceptually of what this mitzvah is. Since I think that it's a yudalid mitzvah, I also think it's kodem zmano on yudalid, because that's the nature of the mitzvah. And then he brings a raya mipiyah shmulamdu from Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach highlights that Erev, Pesach, and especially the moment of Chatzos, is a critical transition point. And this is true for the Rambam, more so than for other Rishonim. The Rambam has a very famous view. As you know, one of the exemptions in Korban Pesach is Richuk Mokom. If a person is far away, and he can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash at the critical moment, so then he is exempt from the Korban Pesach. He's not included in the Korban Pesach. There's a debate between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the critical moment such that he can't reach, wherever he is, he can't reach the Mikdash? So Rashi says the critical moment is, you know, any as long as if he can get to the Mikdash any time before the end of the Tkufa, then that's fine. After all, he can participate. In Korban Pesach. So anytime until nighttime, as long as you can still get there to be makor of the Korban Pesach, that's what defines Richuk Makom. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, if it's Korban Pesach, a lot of Nosakalim speak about this, says no. What defines Richuk Makom is the ability to get to the Mikdash exactly at Chatzos. If you can only get to the Mikdash at 12:01, let's say, you're out. You're not included in the Korban Pesach. Why? But you could, if you got there 2 hours later, you could still be makriv. The moment of Chatzos, particularly for the Rambam, is already a partial Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Korban Pesach. That's why we say Halal, perhaps. I don't want to, perhaps the Chagigas Yadalit. I think I've spoken about it here in the past. Maybe the Rambam here is telling us, because of his expansion of this idea of Korban Pesach and the link to Korban Pesach, the same idea. Moreover, we just saw that in Paragimel Halacha Ches, although we're not sure if he totally means it, because there are some other indications of the Rambam, but the Raavad certainly called him out on it, that if you don't get rid of the Chametz already at Chatzos, there is a violation of, or at least the equivalent of a violation of, Bal Yiroa Bal Yimatzeh. And second, that it's la'achar zman yisuro, even if it's not yet Yom Tov. All this plays in to the Rambam's view that in fact Chatzos is the key moment, and it's not that you should be doing these things at Chatzos, but the preparatory things need to be done by Chatzos. So if this is the case, we can explain another problem with Rabbi Akiva. We'll stop soon. Let me just get this in. There's a famous debate, as I mentioned before, about what bitul is and when bitul should take place. We already know that for the Rambam, what tashbisu is and when tashbisu should take place. We already know that for the Rambam, right, tashbisu certainly means bitul, right, and that it should take place kodem zman yisuro. But this is also a debate between Rashi and the Bali Tosis, and there's a discussion of the Ramban as well. Let me just discuss that quickly, and I'll show you how it fits in. The Gemara says on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Psachim that Min HaTorah Bitul works, and Min Rabbanan you require Bedika. So Rashi says that what is this Bitul? Midichsiv Tashbisu Belo Ksiv Tevaru Alma Hashbasa Belevi. According to Rashi, Tashbisu refers to Bitul, exactly how the Rambam holds. The Bali Tosfos say Bekashalari. The High Hashbasa Havarahi Velo Bitul. Tashbisu can't be Bitul, meaning the way that you relate to the Chametz. It has to be Biur. It has to be the physical destruction or getting rid of it. Why? The Tanya B'Shmaitin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Tzarech Harei Omer Tashbisu Matzino La'Avara Shiav Malacha. Same Rabbi Kiva, right? Shema Minatlas. Rabbi Kiva said, it's got to be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Erev Yom Tov and not Yom Tov. Why? Because Ein Bir Chametz Al B'Sreifa. It's about Tashbisu. So what do we see? That according to Rabbi Kiva, Tashbisu means Biur, Sreifa. Biur, which according to Rabbi Yehuda means Sreifa. The Ode, the Tashbisu Amino the Kamon Me'achilek, Shuhum B'Sheish Shol Sulamala, says Tosas, Ve'achar Isura Lo Mehani Bitul. Moreover, it says Achilek, you should be doing it at 12. Tosas assumes that means starting at 12. And Bitul doesn't apply after 12, because it's also Bahana and it's not his anymore. Therefore, Tosa says that the word Tashbisu means Biur, right? It means Sreifa for Rabbi Yehuda and Hashbasaso B'chol Davar according to the Rabbanan. As for what the Gemara calls Bitul, that's a kind of Hefker. It makes sure that you don't violate Bal Yiroi, but it has nothing to do with Tashbisu. The question is, what do you do for Rashi? There seem to be two questions against Rashi. One is, if it's Achilek, if it's the middle of the day, and there's no Bitul after Chatzos, so how does the mitzvah work? Secondly, it's clear that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a mitzvah of Sreifa. And Sreifa is not Bitul. So the Ramban suggests something very interesting. Ramban says, quotes this, Mashi hikshu abosenu atzarfatim, d'chi amris nami taviru, heich tziva levar achar chatzos, halo b'shas biuro kvar avar alav, elishihei mevuar o mevutal b'chatzos. Ramban says, why does Bali Tosas think that just because the mitzvah is as chatzos, that means that you started chatzos? Maybe the mitzvah is that when the clock ticks chatzos, that it should be done. It should already be mavur. However, then he goes on. Umash hikshu midiv Rabbi Akiva in akusha. As for Rabbi Akiva, that's also not a question. The atar biur lav daraisa. Maybe there are two aspects of tashbisu: either physical tashbisu, or right intellectual, psychological tashbisu. Either bitul or sreifa. The Ramban himself, however, says. But of course, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then you know you're still going to have to conclude that it's la'achar zman isura. Well, let me take it this way. So according to Rashi, right? Rashi says that the mitzvah of tashbisu is bitul. Apparently, what you have to say, and this is by extension for the Rambam as well, that when the Gemara says achilek, it doesn't mean that you begin at chatzos. It means that Likrat Chatzos, by the time you get to Chatzos, it should be done. Okay. The problem is, and that's Ramban's suggestion, the problem is, isn't that contradicted by Rabbi Akiva too? Why? Remember what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, it cannot be that Bir Chametz is on Yom Tov, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Sreifa, there's no Mitoch, that part we dealt with already, and there's Isur Malacha. But didn't the Ramban just tell us, right? We paskin that it's Erev Yom Tov, but the cutoff time is Chatzos. The Ramban said, so the mitzvah is to make sure that when the clock ticks Chatzos, that it's done, that it's already burned, or that it's already destroyed.
So what about Rabbi Akiva?
Why can't Rabbi Akiva say the mitzvah is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the beginning of Yom Tov? And the mitzvah is that by the time you get to the beginning of Yom Tov, when the clock ticks, beginning of Yom Tov, right, that the stuff should be destroyed. So what does that mean? How does that prove? What does that have to do with the Malacha Babara?
No.
Rabbi Akiva is not working with Achilek. Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi Akiva's comment is on the side that we ignore Achilek,
right. And
we say that it means Yom Tov, right? So some of the Mefarshim on Rabbi Zalman Meltzer in his Rabbi Zalman Meltzer put out the Ramban originally, the Kiddush Ramban. So he discusses this. He quotes Pnei Yoshua. He says there seems to be a contradiction in the Ramban. The Ramban is defending Rashi, is telling you that Kodem Zman Isuro is totally fine because it just means the time frame doesn't mean it begins after. It means that you have to be finished at that when you hit that moment. But if that's true, then how come he himself, when he explains Rabbi Akiva, he says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Di b'yom rishon tashbisu b'yom tov al korchen tashbisu b'sreifa da'achar zman yisurohu shekvanesa mitkilas alayla v'ein dinel b'sreifa d'gormina minosar. Ramban himself says that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's undeniable, Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara says that tashbisu, if it would be on Yom Tov, would be after the zman ha'isur, not kodem. Right? But I think the answer... What's that? In Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is explicit. Rabbi Akiva says it cannot be on Yom Tov because of Isur Malacha. But if the point was that you could be finished by the time it starts, then you don't need to do... You do the Sreifa a minute before or 10 minutes before Yom Tov begins. Right? That shouldn't be a problem. And the Ramban himself is the one who's suggesting this to explain Rashi. He says, how could Rashi... Tosafot said, how could Rashi say that Tashbisu means bitul. Bitul can only be before chatzos. The answer is yes. The bitul is done by chatzos. So let's say the sreifa is done by the beginning of Yom Tov. So I think that there can be a couple of answers to this question. Mentioned too quickly, and I'll finish with the one I believe in most. Number one, you could distinguish between sreifa and hashbasasa b'chol davar. It could be that when Rabbi Yehuda says that Bir Chametz is Besreifa, as opposed to the Chachamin, that will dictate Kodem or La'achar Zman Isur. And indeed, the Minchas Chinuch, in a very famous piece, suggests this idea. Everybody's familiar, I'm sure, with the famous analysis of Reb Chaim. Right? Reb Chaim suggested that while there is a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan as to what Tashbisu is, nonetheless, I don't know what this is. One second. There's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim what Tashbisu is, whether it's Sreifa or Hashbasasa b'chol davar. Reb Chaim suggests that that isn't just a technical argument how to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You do it by burning, do you do it by throwing it through the wind? Really, these are two different notions of what Tashbisu is all about. If there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, said Reb Chaim, that's an active kumvaaseh, and that's where you have to destroy the chayfetz, and there's a kiyum in the chayfetz itself. That's why Chaim explained, the Mishnah in Tmura says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz is min hanisrafin, that you're supposed to burn it, it's nasis mitzvasa. You can use it after you burn it. But hashbasasa b'chol davar, says Reb Chaim, is more oriented pragmatically to not having it around. It's not that you are confronting, destroying, and transforming the chametz. And therefore, if you were to do the mitzvah of hashbasasa b'chol davar, says Reb Chaim, that wouldn't be called nasis mitzvah. So it's qualitatively a different perspective. So one thing that one could say, perhaps, is Rabbi Akiva is taking the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. And the Balei Tosfos, I'm extending Reb Chaim, and the Balei Tosfos paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa. For them, the focus is always going to be on la'achar zmano. Because the nature of tashbisu is the physical action and the kiyum in the chafza of destroying it, and that requires dafka zman isur. That's not a preparatory kind of an act. But if you take the view of the chachamim, hashbasasa b'chol davar, that's more oriented pragmatically to making sure, perhaps, that when the clock ticks the proper zman, there's nothing there. So what we might say is that there's a difference between the Rambam, let's say, who holds Hashbasasa b'chol davar, and the Balei Tosfos, and even Rabbi Akiva, who holds Sreifa. That's one suggestion. A second suggestion, very briefly, something that the Rav Zatzal once suggested for this Ramban, which I think is very intriguing, very fascinating. The Rav said the following. When does the Ramban think that you could accomplish the mitzvah of Tashbisu b'shev al tasa? In other words, to make sure that when you get to the right point, the mitzvah is, there's no problem. Right? As opposed to the other perspective. Only lahalacha when we paskin achilek. However, for Rabbi Akiva, who's trying to explain why we can't conclude that Tashbisu begins with the beginning of Yom Tov, it wouldn't work. Why? So the Rav suggested as follows. Maybe the concept of achilek is a very unique notion. Achilek basically takes a single day, right, and breaks it into two. We don't have that typically in halacha, right? The day begins at night, the kadshim day maybe begins during the day, but the idea that somehow in the middle of the day there's a transformation, that is unique to this halacha. So the Rav suggested that the idea that you can do something in advance which is significant for a moment, that is a transition, makes sense if it's all a single day. The morning is mitzuref to the afternoon, just that the day is broken up in half. So you're destroying the chametz in the morning, right? And making sure that when that transition takes place, everything is done. But if we're talking about a hard transition from a non-Yom Tov, from an Erev Yom Tov to Yom Tov, if it's a Yom Tov halacha, then making sure that when Yom Tov begins, everything is done. There's no tziruf between one moment and the next. That's a totally different day. So then, a mitzvah, b'shev al tasa, will be ineffective. That was the Rav's suggestion. And I'd like to suggest a third idea, based on everything we've discussed till now. And that is, what's that?
What's the nature of the shev al tasa?
I'm sorry?
What's the nature of the shev al tasa?
No, in other words, you are making sure, it also works better with hashbasasa b'chol davar, but even in burning it, the Ramban says, if you're burning it, and making sure that by the time you're burning it, to make sure that when Chatzos comes, it's burnt. So what the Rav is saying is as follows. If a minute before 12 and 12:01 are part of the same day, so the actions that you passively, that you make sure, you know, that by the time you hit the key moment, 12:01 or 12, that everything is done properly, that's part of the continuity of your performance from before. But if the difference is between Tuesday and Wednesday, or between Chol and Yom Tov, what you did in the last second of Chol isn't connected to what happens on Yom Tov. That's what he was suggesting. But what I'd like to suggest is a third idea, and connected to what we've been saying. What have we been saying? To answer the stira of Mitoch on Heil Beis and Vav Min Aleph, and to explain Shitas HaRambam, I've been suggesting that there are two ways to look at Tashbisu. Right? One is that it's really a malacha on Yom Tov. Of course, there's a timing problem because you're not allowed to have the chametz around. But basically, it's a kiyum in Yom Tov to destroy the chametz on Pesach. Or is it really a din in Erev Yom Tov? It's a din in Heksher v'Hakana. The real idea, the real mechayiv of Tashbisu is to prepare for Yom Tov, and it's an Erev Yom Tov halacha. So I'll go back to what I said before, and that is exactly the same thing. Rabbi Akiva is trying to explain, how do we know that this is an Erev Yom Tov halacha and not a Yom Tov halacha? That's why he thought that Mitoch would apply, right? For the very same reason, Rabbi Akiva says, of course it has to be La'achar Zman Isuro. Because if this is a Yom Tov halacha, right, if that's the nature of what it is, then it's an action which focuses on the Maisa itself on Yom Tov. If it's a Yom Tov halacha, then it has to take place on Yom Tov. But lahalacha we paskin that ach b'yom arishon, right, tashbisus armi batechem, is not a Yom Tov halacha. It's a preparation for Yom Tov halacha. Oh, if that's the case, then anything that you do likrat to make sure that when Yom Tov comes around, everything will be done, kedasu kedin, and be prepared for, that's what we're talking about. That's a din lifnei zman yisuro, not la'achar zman yisuro. Just as mitoch is going to depend on Yom Tov versus Erev Yom Tov for Rabbi Akiva, so too lifnei zman yisuro and la'achar zman yisuro is going to depend on that. That's why the Rambam thinks that the yisod of lifnei zman yisuro isn't just a detail. It's part of the definition of tashbisu on Yom Yadalid. Indeed, I think that's why the Rambam was comfortable paskening like the Chachamim, also because hashbasaso b'kol davar, as opposed to sreifa, works a lot better as a kind of shebal tasa preparation for the Yom Tov. Indeed, if this is the case, so maybe we can also answer the other question that we began with. And that is, how come, I mean, the Rambam clearly holds that bir chametz, right, hashbasasa b'chol davar, his psak, is daraisa. And yet, when he explains what is tashbisu ideally in Perek Beis, he only focuses on bittel and not on bir. It takes him the last halacha of Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Aleph, to finally mention bir. But it's impossible to deny that bir is a critical element. In fact, that's one of the questions that Tosus asked against Rashi, and by extension against the Rambam. Namely, Rabbi Kiva said that tashbisu means sreifa, right? But Rabbi Kiva said that tashbisu means sreifa, again, only according to the scenario that the mitzvah is on Yom Tov. Moreover, the idea that the ikar of tashbisu is biur for Rabbi Akiva is only according to the view that the mitzvah of tashbisu is on Yom Tov. But since the Rambam paskins that the mitzvah, since we paskin in the Gemara that the mitzvah of tashbisu is erev Yom Tov, and since the Rambam understood by that apparently that it's a preparatory mitzvah, not a maisa b'shaito, but a maisa to prepare so that when the clock ticks, everything is done properly. So that's perhaps why the Rambam gives greater emphasis to bittul, because bittul by its nature has to be done kodem zman yisuro. That's exactly what the Rambam quotes, "Umay hashbasasa zu amura batora," and then as he notes later, it has to be done kodem zman yisuro. So the Rambam thinks that while biur will work together with bittul, bittul is a preferred form of tashbisu because it dafka accentuates not only Yom Yudalid, but Yom Yudalid lifnei zman isuro. Let me just mention one other thing, and that is that the Rambam's view, unlike all Rishonim, is to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in another issue. There's a debate among the Tanaim whether or not you violate the lav of chametz erev Pesach or not. Chametz Avrol of Pesach, which we spoke about a couple years ago, and chametz after Chatzos until the evening. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to eat chametz. Well, different ball more, but everybody agrees that you're pretty much not allowed to be nena mechametz. The question is, do you also get malchus if you eat chametz? That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam among the Rishonim is the one who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And I think it's part of the pattern of the Rambam giving extra emphasis to the status of after Chatzos and Likrat Chatzos, the din of Kodem Zman Isuro. So if we look at all the Rambams combined, the impression that we get is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah of Hachana V'Heksha. Let me just conclude by saying, you know, a lot of the Achronim are very bothered by the din of, you know, we have a general rule of Sholem Bedarshim, you know, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag. But it appears when it comes to Pesach that it's an expanded halacha. And the Gemara says that the dinim of Bedika and so on, Biur, they already have, they already register already 30 days in advance. And the question is why? And the Mefarshim give all sorts of answers, some very pragmatic. You know, preparation for Pesach, you know, involves a much more elaborate, I don't have to tell all of you that, you know, work and so on. But I think that in addition to everything else, the yisod here is that the mitzvah of tashbisu, which of course is biur, bitol, and also bedika, that's why bedika is given such important status also as a mitzvah b'divrei sofrim, is all about the preparatory aspect. It's about recognizing that the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos is a unique time, a singular time, and as such, all the preparations need to be put in place in advance. And therefore, even the din of Sholim V'Darshim Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag really impacts on these preparatory doraisa even components, although the expressions may not be doraisa, of biur and of tashbisim. And a final comment, b'behilu yatsu mimitzrayim. So, one of the hallmarks of slavery and a lack of freedom is the inability to plan and the inability to prepare. It's really slavery. Lack of freedom is by definition a reactive posture. The capacity, right, to plan in advance meticulously and to make important transformations, anticipating and therefore having the ability to capitalize on spiritual opportunities is really the hallmark of chayrus and freedom. So in that sense, the Rambam's perspective on tashbisu as a kodem zman isuro din, and the focus on bitol, the bal yiroah, the connection to Korban Pesach, the Rabbi Yehuda, all of this really, I think, fits very beautifully into the chayrus theme of the holiday. So I want to wish you all a chag kasher v'sameach, and both the preparations and the event itself should be one which pays us spiritual dividends. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.